No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 20th day of September. Welcome, everyone. We're winding this week down together and closing it out. We're going to do that by reading the Word of God. It's what we do here every day, and we read the Bible in chronological order. That means we read it as best as historians and theologians can tell by sequence of events. And so we jump around a little bit, not like the Bible that you would follow along with that you might buy at, well, it used to be a bookstore. I don't know where, maybe Amazon? Where do you get your Bibles today? I guess you download an app and you have it read for you. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, let's read the Bible. Today we're reading the book of Haggai, reading chapters 1 and 2, and today's the last day in the Christian Standard Bible. Haggai, chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. The Lord of armies says this, "These people say, the time has not come for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. The word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to live in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruins?" Now the Lord of armies says this, "Think carefully about your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough to be satisfied. You drink, but never have enough to be happy. You put on clothes, but never have enough to get warm. The wage earner puts his wages into a bag with a hole in it." The Lord of armies says this, "Think carefully about your ways. Go up into the hills, bring down lumber, and build the house, and I will be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord. You expected much, but then it amounted to little. When you brought the harvest to your house, I ruined it. Why? This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. Because my house still lies in ruins while each of you is busy with his own house. So on your account, the skies have withheld the dew and the land its crops. I have summoned a drought on the fields and the hills, on the grain, new wine, fresh oil, and whatever the ground yields, on people and animals, and on all that your hands produce." Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, the high priest, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the entire remnant of the people obeyed the Lord their God and the words of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent them. So the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, delivered the Lord's message to the people. "I am with you. This is the Lord's declaration." The Lord roused the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, the spirit of the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. They began work on the house of the Lord of armies, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month in the second year of King Darius. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. "Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem to you like nothing by comparison? Even so, be strong, Zerubbabel. This is the Lord's declaration. Work, for I am with you, the declaration of the Lord of armies. This is the promise I made to you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit is present among you. Don't be afraid. For the Lord of armies says this, once more, in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations so that the treasures of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. The silver and gold belong to me, This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. The final glory of this house will be greater than the first, says the Lord of armies. I will provide peace in this place. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. On the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai. This is what the Lord of armies says. Ask the priests for a ruling. If a man is carrying consecrated meat in the folds of his garment, and it touches bread, stew, wine, oil, or any other food, does it become holy? The priests answered, no. Then Haggai asked, if someone defiled by contact with a corpse touches any of these, does it become defiled? The priests answered, it becomes defiled. Then Haggai replied, so is this people, and so is this nation before me. This is the Lord's declaration. And so is every work of their hands. Even what they offer there is defiled. Now from this day on, think carefully. Before one stone was placed on another in the Lord's temple, what state were you in? When someone came to a grain heap of 20 measures, it only amounted to 10. When one came to the wine press to dip 50 measures from the vat, it only amounted to 20. I struck you, all the work of your hands, with blight, mildew, and hail, but you didn't turn to me. This is the Lord's declaration. From this day on, think carefully. From the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, think carefully. Is there still seed left in the granary? The vine, the fig, the pomegranate, and the olive tree have not yet produced, but from this day on, I will bless you. The word of the Lord came to Haggai a second time on the 24th day of the month. Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah. I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. I will overturn royal thrones and destroy the power of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overturn chariots and their riders. Horses and their riders will fall, each by his brother's sword. On that day, this is the declaration of the Lord of armies. I will take you, Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, my servant. This is the Lord's declaration. And make you like my signet ring, for I have chosen you. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this week, this time that we've had together in your word. We love you. We praise you. I trust that you have spoke to your children. I pray that you have moved us out of our complacency, out of our comfort zone, and that you've squashed some things that need to be squashed so that we can pluck them out. We can prune, we can cut away the dead so that you can come and restore and renew and breathe life into something dead and make it beautiful and living again as only you can. We love you. We worship you. We give you this week and next week too. We pray this all in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi, DABC family. This is Daughter of Honor Star Kindler in Bangalore, and I wanted to give you a couple of updates on me and pray for someone I heard on the prayer line. First update is I'm trying to listen to the most recent episodes as opposed to trying to catch up from the beginning of 2025 and actually also catching up on previous years, including going all the way back to 2021. So if you have listened that long and called in prayer requests, especially for long-standing situations, just know that people are still listening to those episodes and praying for you. But in the meantime, I believe I called in and told you that I had a fever at the beginning of September and that I had been diagnosed with dengue. And praise God, it was not a severe case. My platelets didn't drop too low, but I'm still dealing with the extreme fatigue afterwards. The doctor said if I still have it in about 2 weeks to go ahead and come in, but apparently this can last for months. And I need prayer because my husband did lose his job and I need to be able to do my work. So please pray for that. Also, I just wanted to pray for the lady who whose life was spared when her husband tried to kill her. Father, we pray so much for our sister right now. We pray that that you would help her and guide her, that you would open doors to get housing for herself, that you would keep her safe, Lord. And Father, we praise you that you did keep her safe through that attempt, and that you have been speaking to her of your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, DABC family. This is his precious little lamb. Jill, this is Carrie. I live in Lancaster, Ohio. And I just love how you say September. So keep doing it. Do it every second. I love it. It sounds so neat. It's such a fun thing. So, it cheers me up. And I wanted to let you know, like, everybody, and especially Jill with one part here, she'll know here in a minute, Jill, what I'm talking about. But in May, my birthday was on the 5th, I went to the ER because my ribs hurt and I didn't know why. Ended up, I had shingles. Oh boy, those are real painful. And anyways, I don't have very long to say everything, but so I was on medicine for the pain all May, and then June I ended up with migraines, and I was in the hospital for 3 days figuring a lot of stuff out, and I ended up with Lyme disease. And here's what you understand, Jill. Bell's palsy. I never heard it until you had it, and now I have it, and now I completely understand it. So anyway, blessings to all. I love you.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just calling to give an update on a prayer request I had. Also to pray for some of the dappers. I believe the girl's name was Keela. I apologize if I get it wrong. She was having kidney stone surgery and remove of a stent. Father, we just ask you your hand would be upon him with the soldiers, Father, that you, Lord, would guide them. We ask, Father, if it be your will, that everything would go well, Lord, and that if she doesn't know you, that she would, Father. I just pray for this family and for comfort, Father. Lord, I lift up, oh goodness, give me a minute. I believe it was under construction, but your husband had tried to take your life and you needed provision. I know you had called in earlier. Father, we just lift up her, God, that you would continue to surround her with your arms, Lord, that you would wrap her in a blanket of love and comfort and peace. God, we thank you that you have protected her, Lord, from the hand of the enemy, Father. We pray for her husband who tried to take her life, God, that he would repent, Lord, and turn from his sin, Father, and that he would turn his life back around to you, Father. Lord, I pray for this woman, God, that you would continue to heal her, Father, both physically and mentally, Lord, and that you would provide, Lord, for her, Father, so that she could get out on her own and be able to have housing, Father. Lord, I just give you praise and thank you for my cousin Tammy. You guys lifted her up in prayer a while back because she was in liver failure. She did die last week. I went to the funeral today, and I just pray for her husband. I don't know if he knows her, knows God, and just pray for her daughter who was estranged but did come back before she died and was reconciled. I pray for her son, Lord. I don't think he knows you, but just pray for that family, and thank you for your prayers for her. I have a feel of peace that she knew him before she left, and just give God all glory and honor and praise for all he's done. Thank you, Jesus.